Good afternoon and happy holidays. You're listening to a special edition of Prison Cast from WBEZ Chicago and Illinois Public Radio. I'm Erin Allen. This is a program we make with and for people incarcerated in Illinois. If that's not you, you might be wondering, why are we doing this? We know some folks inside have been wrongfully convicted, but we know a lot of them have caused profound hurt. We also know that each year, thousands of people are released from prison and come home to their communities, to our communities. Everybody has a stake in their success. So it's no wonder that Prison Cast gets a lot of questions from you all on the inside about how to rebuild your lives once you get out. Well, we've been working with a group of incarcerated Northwestern University journalism students, and they wanted to get some answers from this one guy in particular. Joseph Mapp is the director of the City of Chicago's Office of Reentry. He's in charge of the city's efforts to help people transition from jail or prison back to life in the free world. Joseph, welcome to Prison Cast.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
Okay, so these Northwestern students who are at Sheridan Correctional Center had a lot of questions for you. So we're going to just play some of those that they recorded for us.
Yo, what's going on, JoJo? My name's Mohammed. I had the pleasure of meeting you last year when you came to Sheridan. And I want to ask you, what is it exactly that you do under Mayor Johnson? And what would you say that you've been able to accomplish within the year?
Thanks for asking that, Mohammed. And it was nice meeting you last year. So exactly under Mayor Johnson, I lead our efforts to ensure that individuals returning back to Chicago are thoroughly supported and that we utilize the full force of government to make sure you have access to everything that every other Chicagoan has access to. And what I've done in the last year, so I've restructured and worked with Metro 211 to make sure when individuals calling for support, it's a question that asks, are you system impacted or the family member of someone who's system impacted? So that can better help us support you and your family in your journey. I also have convened over 300 individuals that offer supportive services for those who are coming back to Chicago. You know, the community-based organizations, the philanthropy, academia, and all these different providers and stakeholders to collaborate for and improve our efforts around creating an ecosystem for reentry. So when individuals come back, you have seamless support.
Our next question is about your own lived experience with the prison system. Let's listen to that one.
Yo, what up, Joseph? This is Ariel. I want to ask you a quick question. How do you think your time behind bars has helped you in this new position? We all want to know, man. Let us know.
So thankfully, just like you all, Ariel, I was afforded the opportunity to engage in humanizing education where people saw me not as a person who was incarcerated, but as a person who was worthy of investing in, worthy of being able to contribute to the discourse and the development of the curriculum that was offered in the educational spaces, which happened to be within the prison. And our lived experiences paired with our educational background makes us twice as valuable as those who are already sitting at the table. No longer are we just approaching things from a theoretical perspective. And also we're allowing our lived experience not to operate as a stigma, but as an example of what it looks like to navigate these spaces where you are facing barriers that many people do not think of. They do not think of the challenges or the anxiety you must face when they're trying to rebuild their lives from scratch, when you are being released as a middle-aged adult who has limited to no work history, and you're expected to get on your feet and take care of yourself. So I would encourage you all to stay focused on what you're doing and don't succumb to some of the challenges of small-minded people who want to continue to have you locked in the identity that they have of you. You are much more than that. I went from wearing blues to being called director by the same people who once incarcerated me. Anything is possible.
Okay. There's a lot of logistics to reacclimating to the free world, but there are also some heavy emotions to manage. And we have a few questions about that. First, let's hear from Justin.
I just want to know, when it comes to your programs, does it involve any classes that have to do with reconnecting with loved ones that we've been away from for a long time, like co-parents, spouses, children especially?
So something that we found really important and really useful is connecting individuals with peer-led support groups. individuals who are system impacted from different backgrounds. The People's Liberty Project meets once a month. That offers a support group and information to share when it's opportunities such as employment, when it's emotional intelligence opportunities. But there's many other. Restore Justice offers one once a month. You have Walls Turned Sideways offer once a month. You have many Chicago Torture Justice Center. So there's a lot of support groups that you can find. For myself, I recognized my ideal family and my real family were not the same. So I had to adjust fairly quickly. People have lived experiences and traumas that they've experienced. So we have to really be realistic about our expectations and what role we'll play stepping into a family that kind of developed and moved on, so to speak, without us.
So in addition to the relationships that you're talking about, people also had questions about managing their own emotions once they get out. We got this one from Dania.
Incarceration can be very traumatizing for individuals coming out of prison. I like to know, how do your programs address post-traumatic incarceration syndrome?
So before you answer that, let's clarify what Dania is talking about. What is that?
Post-traumatic incarceration syndrome is a host or a collection of traumas that individuals experience while incarcerated, while being separated from your family, where happen to undergo psychological assaults to your mental wellness on a daily basis. This has an effect and it manifests in different ways for different individuals. So that's why we've begun to work with clinicians who are culturally competent and actually have a history of serving this population. In addition to that, we've also worked with Adler University, who's offered trauma-informed training to community members, so you won't feel like you're stepping in a space that's reminiscent of where you left from. Incarceration can be traumatizing in itself, structurally as well as interpersonally. I will encourage everyone who's experienced incarceration to be willing to seek out mental health support.
Joseph Mapp is the director of Chicago's Office of Reentry. Joseph, thank you.
Thank you.